So, Lucy, I was on Facebook this week, got a friend request off your mum.
Oh, tell me about it.
I mean, a bit weird.
She loves it now, Babs.
I don't want to be poking Babs on Facebook. That's what I'm saying. I don't want any of that.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we have our fortunes told. In the studio, we have got a real-life medium telling us all about what she does, whether or not any of us actually believe it. We're talking about the object of mediums. I'm talking about the fact that as Lucy's future has already been predicted. Talked over the end of that, fab. Good job it's not live. Would have been sacked from radio for talking over
I'd
the end of
sack
that.
Sack you anyway.
Well, yes, we're getting close. We have come close. Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. If you've just joined us, please do check out previous episodes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Loads of episodes, Lucy. We've had one about sleep, one about food, one about quiz shows.
Halloween. Alcohol.
You've, honestly, episode life. 40 we are now. Life in general. And this is what we do. We discuss a different topic each week. And a true fact about me, Luke Merson, if you've just joined us, is that for the first time in my life this week, I have chosen my own wallpaper.
Oh, yeah, your little bedroom's been redecorated.
Yeah, it's true, yes.
What's the new wallpaper, Star Wars?
No, it's not Star Wars. I actually asked and didn't have any Star Wars print. So it's like the London Eye and things. To be honest, I actually was a bit tacky, but I didn't want to tell my mum.
Oh, you should have brought a picture in.
Yeah, I should have done, really. I might tweet it at Luke and Lucy FM. I'll tweet my wallpaper.
Oh, is your mum tweeting you?
Yeah.
Tweeting you?
She's tweeting, yeah. Well, we got to the
till. She should tweet you as well.
We got to the till and she put her debit card in. I thought, I'm not paying for it. Lucy, what's a true fact about you?
Okay, true fact about me. I have been to New York 6 times because I love it that much.
You've been to New York 6 times.
Uh-huh.
Once you've seen the Big Apple once, is that? I mean, I've never been, Lucy, so I'm just jealous.
Oh my god, you're so jealous, aren't
really?
You? Yeah.
What, did you do the same places. Thing 6 times?
Yeah, I go to Tiffany's every single time.
Really? What did you get from Tiffany's?
What didn't I get from Tiffany's?
How much money do you need to go to New York? Because it must be.
You need a lot. Because you want to
well,
do it properly.
Well, more than
we're
paid for the radio then, so well, I don't yeah. even afford it, Tiffany's.
We'll probably need to do the radio for another 10 years to afford to go there.
Well, not last 10 years. hopefully this podcast will, though. It is Luke and Lucy FM, and this week, well, it's kind of a bit of a weird one because it's around that sort of time of year where you begin to think about the next year and you begin to think about your life.
New year, new me.
And yeah, awful new statements year, like that. New year, new you, new body, new hood, whatever. And it's that sort of stuff. And you think about it and you think, actually, you know what? Maybe I need to know what's going to happen later. I'm approaching 30, Lucy. I think
you're
35 by now.
No, I'm definitely not. 10 years younger.
I think no, you're not 10 years younger, please. So I think no, it is a good time to find out what the future holds. So in the studio now, we are joined by Pauline Packer. Pauline, you corrected me before we started recording this. You're not a psychic.
That's correct, yes. I'm a medium.
You're a medium. I'm going to start, Pauline. What's the difference?
Well, good morning.
Good afternoon, whenever anybody listens to this.
Yes, whenever he says. Psychics use an energy around the body, which is an electromagnetic field.
Okay.
Everybody's got that ability. That's called your gut instinct. And that's what a lot of psychics work with. Mediums, on the other hand, don't. We work directly with the spirit world, and they have to change their vibration because they live, so to speak, with a different vibration. They have to change theirs, and I have to change mine, and we meet in the middle, and guess what it's called? The happy medium.
I didn't know that.
We're learning something new every day on Luke and Lucy FM. So to be clear then, a psychic uses the gut and a medium uses vibrations.
Yes.
Just so, I mean, like, when you see people on TV and they said they were a medium, they were psychic and stuff, there's a very clear difference. So what can a medium do that a psychic can't do?
Well,
can you tell people's futures?
Well, theoretically, yes, because it's whatever spirit wants to bring through. I mean, it's up to the spirit world, your family that we connect with, that what they want to tell us, because, you know, I'm at the other end of a telephone line, basically, and whatever they want to transmit get through to me, I pass on. So it can be from the past or the future or the present even.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
So how old was you when you realised that you had this kind of gift?
Well, oh gosh, this is a good one. I would say I was about 12 when I first started, and it was a funny story really, because my sister was going out with a boyfriend. We went over to the mother's house, and she was a really bad asthmatic, this lady, elderly lady, and I asked if we could do some sort of a seance, and we did actually what it was like a homemade Ouija board. So I had all these papers together, because the Waddingtons one, the Ouija board, hadn't come out then. I'm a little bit older than you.
You don't look a day over 30, Pauline. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. And so I did a homemade one, of course, in those days, and with a glass, a sherry glass. And I remember in the parlour, I brought through this gentleman that sat in the corner of the room, and this poor mother of my sister's boyfriend at the time couldn't stay in the house after. She had to walk home with us because
this.
Yeah, and I remember I was about 13 then. And then, of course, it progressed from then.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So at the age of 13, you was breaking glass and things. I mean, that's... I mean, you should have had an Asbel, to be honest. Did you know at that point you thought, I'm a bit different? Because it is a bit different. You don't meet... I mean, Lucy's no ability in the slightest. So, yeah. You know, it's you know...
In anything.
In anything, yeah, that's so true. So, you know, for you, this is a bit of a unique... Are you inundated with requests?
With requests, yeah. I mean, I'm busy. Basically, I'm busy.
You know, with a psychic then, Pauline, can you block out, you have to be in a certain zone, you can block out people's minds and thoughts, you don't read people's minds, it's not like that. It's nothing. Oh, am I getting confused?
No, I don't read people's minds, but actually I will make you confused now, because the way spirits are working now, they're bringing mediumship up to the current day. So what they do with me, which is a little bit different, is they read thoughts of people, because I platform everywhere, and they read thoughts of the people that I work with. Yeah. So theoretically, it is mind reading. But they call it a transmutation of energy to me. That's what it is. Mm. Meaning that they log on to the energy.
It's like logging online.
Absolutely.
Kind of. In a way, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's just for mediums.
Yeah.
Lucy, have you ever been to a psychic or a medium?
No. I've always been interested in going, but I've never been.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to one in Blackpool once. And she told me I was going to be highly successful and married by the time I was 30. I'm fending off unemployment and I'm not married. So I would say that was a waste of £6.
Is this a true story?
It's a true story. I did buy some Blackpool Rock, though, from her. She also doubled as a salesperson, so it worked out really well. Yeah, it worked out really well. Pauline, could you tell us something about ourselves? How would you demonstrate this ability? Like, is it possible to do something now with Lucy or myself?
Not really, because I'm switched off. Because you have to have, it's like anything, anybody sort of has any form of career, you have to have, your downtime. So I just switch off when I'm not working, because it's quite tiring. So if I was to go around all day and sort of what we call pick up from people, you can imagine we pick up positive and negative, because people are ill, you know, there's things going on in their life. So, you know, we sort of are a little bit like a graph. We go up and down because emotions we pick up as well.
Must be draining.
Well, it is, and that's why we shut off from it. You know,
you're like a Glade plug-in. When you're on, you're on. When you're off, you switch off.
Lots of metaphors today, Luke.
Yeah. When you say you're off, then when you're on, how does that work? I mean, you're just getting constantly bounced. Is it like an hours long of a process? Is it as long as it usually takes? How does it work?
Well, it varies. If it's private readings and things like that, it's an hour. But if I'm working platform, which is, of course, it's, on a stage, so to speak, if you're working platform, then it can go on for two and a half hours, however long I need it to go on for. And I just connect with spirit. And it's not even an awareness now. I don't even know they're there. When I first started, I used to get like this buzzing in my ears. Now it's just a case of it's trust. I have total trust, and I just go up there and the information just comes in, and I just pass it straight on. That's how it works. It's just telepathy.
Is there anything, have you found out anything really shocking about someone which would change their lives, and you've kind of held that information back because of that?
No, because I'm not God, and they've never ever given me
maybe
that.
Maybe to some people, Pauline.
You never know.
They've never given me that ability. And I will say that if anybody does go to see a medium who does give them that sort of information, start running out of the door.
Really? So that's an absolute load of nonsense, then?
It's a no-no, that. You shouldn't do it, no.
Oh, really?
Shouldn't give them... No.
So you see these mediums who says, you know, oh, you know, such a body's going to die, you're going to get a terminal illness and things like that. There's no way they're knowing that.
No, all I can say is what sort of spirit from the spirit world would want to give that kind of information? Yeah.
Bitter spirit, yeah. That'd be me. If I was a spirit, that's exactly what I would be giving. You're going to get terminal cancer. You're going to die.
Luke!
You're going to get hit by a bus.
Stop!
That's what I'll be doing in my afterlife, looking forward to it. You know, Paul, what would you... No, this is an interesting one, because you know who Darren Brown is, right?
Yes.
He says it's all nonsense. What do you say to him? Do you say what he does is nonsense?
Free will, he's entitled to his opinion. I don't criticise what he does. I would say that it's beneath me to criticise people.
Oh, nice, good. Well, it's not beneath me, though, Pauline, so I'll say I'm not a big fan of Darren Brown. I don't
Hi, Darren, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you were listening, would like to come on Luke and Lucy FM, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, you know, so you say you've never had one of these psychics before.
No.
Have you never been to anything with your mum or, you know?
No, never. I don't know whether she's even had one. I do really want to go, though, but you know, you don't know who to go to.
Yes.
That's the thing, like, you look and you see these things online and everything, and who do you trust to go to?
So let's say somebody's listening to this right now, Pauline. They say, you know what, I'm sold. I like what this lady's saying.
Yes.
How do people contact you? Do you contact them? Do the spirits go? How does it work?
Well, obviously, I'm available on Facebook.
Go on, plug your Facebook, Pauline.
Oh, of course I will. Medium Pauline Packer.
There we go, nice little plug.
But I have to say that most of my work comes from referrals for private readings and things like that. And that's the way it should be. From my experience of this, the last thing I would suggest that you do is go searching for a medium online, because you don't know what you're getting.
Really?
Yeah.
I know, that's the thing. You need someone to recommend you to someone.
To guide you. Yeah, absolutely. I would just be very, very wary, because, again, there is a difference. There is a psychic and there is a medium.
Yeah.
And there is a big difference. There's nothing wrong with what they do. It's not a criticism, but there is a very big difference.
So if I'm likely to go and see a psychic, what sort of things could they tell me that you couldn't?
Well, nothing really, because I
there
work,
we go.
Well, nothing really, because I work directly with spirits, so I would tell you everything in relation to your family. I will bring your family through, whereas a psychic wouldn't do that, because they work on your energy and how you feel. We all have this ability in us that, you know, when you go somewhere and you meet somebody for the first time, you think, gosh, I'm not sure I like you.
Yeah, I get that every day.
Right, well, you know what? Well, you know what? What they say, well, what I say is that you should take that, because 2 years later, when something happens with that person, you say, hang on a minute, why did I not listen to myself? Because I didn't like you in the beginning. Now, that's your gut instinct telling you.
Yes, it is.
So if you get it the same for going on a train, a plane, or getting in your car to go somewhere, and you feel you shouldn't drive that way that day.
Especially on a plane these days. You get nervous when you fly now because of everything.
Follow your gut instinct, because you're born with it. We're all born with that. Mm-hmm. And the psychic will pick up on anything to do with this aura, this electromagnetic field around your body. So if you're sad, they'll pick up on that. If you're lonely, they'll pick up on that. You know, if something has gone wrong in your life recently, they'll pick up on that, because that's sort of like your memories here.
Yeah.
If you understand.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
That's a psychic.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a psychic. And whereas you contact people's the relatives and grandparents and
Absolutely.
Various things like that.
Absolutely.
So you contact anybody. Could you contact people who are dead who are not related to the person? Have you ever had that happen before? What's some of the best experiences that you've had? I mean, have you made people cry with emotion?
That happens an awful lot, actually.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that happens an awful lot, because you get different types of... when it's readings, this is different, obviously, from working on platform in churches or when I do my own private events. But for readings, people always... Two types... come looking for some sort of feedback from family member that maybe they've had a disagreement with, or from the other, to the other extreme, which could be a child that they've lost to the spirit world, and they're just trying to make that contact again with them. But I would say the best one I ever did was to a lady not very far from here. And
isn't she still with us? Not like
she
another world.
And I gave her a reading, yes. And sorry if you're listening, but I'm a Manchester United supporter. And I brought
dear. I don't know what that means.
I brought George
Luke's
Best.
Not a big football fan.
So
you brought George Best, though?
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Was Callum Best there? I bet he would love to chat to him.
No. Just George, but I brought him through.
That's remarkable. What did he say to you?
Well, he just gave me a lot of information for the person that I was talking to, because they knew him very well.
Did he give you any tips on football and who should manage Man United and all that sort of stuff?
Yes, it was me.
You could have made a fortune, Pauline. So that must have been for you.
Oh, it's brilliant, yeah.
That must have been one of the highlights.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Lucy, I mean, like, so when you close your eyes, Pauline,
Yeah.
How? What do you see? Do you see? I don't understand. Like, do you see a vision? Do you see voice? How do you actually get the
you
message?
You can't see voices.
Well, can you not, Lucy? I don't know. You might be able. Probably might be able to. what do you get?
Well, they, as I explained to you, they change their vibrations so that they can connect with me.
Yeah.
You know where spirit world is. It's like parallel. We won't go into that today, but it's parallel dimension. So it's the energy is completely different. So they have to slow theirs down, and so that's so that they can connect with me. And all it is my thoughts. So basically, they take over my thoughts.
Oh my God! Wow. Crazy.
So what you're saying at this point isn't you? It's not Pauline. It's George Best, and he had a drink at that point.
I wish.
So, would you ever be? I obviously, you're an ethical medium, but have you ever been tempted to tell somebody something that actually that's not what the spirit has told you?
No, never.
I imagine that'll finish you if that would be the case.
Never, because although I'm a medium, I'm a spiritual medium, spiritualist. I'm part of it's my life.
Is that with the crystals and all that?
No, it's not. It's nothing to do with that. But I'm a spiritualist medium in that it is, for want of a better word, a religion. If we could say a religion, but I wouldn't say religion.
Can you say religion? I don't know. Can you at least?
It is a religion.
Scientology is a religion.
It's
you
a religion, but I don't class it as a religion for myself.
Right,
You know, so basically, it's all about ethics. You know, I wouldn't do something like that.
Yes, Lucy, it's all about ethics. Luckily for you, Pauline, Lucy and I don't have any ethics, so we don't have to worry about that. Lucy, has this made you think about maybe you'd want to do this sort of thing?
I definitely want to. Yeah? I've been thinking about it for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I once went to a psychic.
Would you go to another?
You see, this is the thing.
Is this and the same this is, psychic in no, Blackpool?
So this is a completely different psychic. This is probably in 2009.
You've been to quite a lot of psychics.
I didn't buy into it at the time. But
so where did you go to the second one,
so
then?
So in 2009, I went with my then girlfriend to a psychic.
The one that we don't like anymore.
We're not going to mention her name. And in 2008, if only she'd told me she was going to die, I would have been thrilled. In 2009 I went, and she got a reading, and apparently, you know, it was talking about how she's going to be successful and stuff. That was again a lot of nonsense.
I suppose in one world,
potentially. And I went in, and she said that she'd spoken to my granddad, and she'd mentioned various other things, and then she said, "I'm going to be with child pretty soon." Now, imagine at the time, Pauline, I was 22, and the thought of having a child at 22, thought of having a child now terrifies me, let alone at the age of 22. So, and I got so worked up about this, and my then girlfriend at the time didn't want to believe her. We rushed to Asda. It was about 11 o'clock at night. Thankfully, it was open 24/7. But no, to buy a pregnancy test. The damage had already been done, according to this psychic. I went in I felt belittled, maybe, in a way, again, this pregnancy test. I'd never bought one before. I had to subtly put it with some groceries and some crystals buying to inconspicuously, you know, put it in there. And, she was negative. Now, I paid £25 for that psychic, Pauline. So, for me, that was £25 of hell. That's all she put me through. 25 quid of a waste of money. And, actually, the pregnancy test was a fortune. 14 quid.
£14 for a pregnancy test?
Well, I wanted one that guarantees a surety. I didn't want the dodgy £9 as to choose your own pregnancy test, because I didn't want to look at you choking at the thought of taking a pregnancy test, Lucy.
I know all the details of pregnancy tests.
So, Pauline, in that instance, was that completely ripped off, or do you think she was having a bad day? Because I had a bad day because of her.
They don't have bad days, so from my perspective, you were completely ripped off. But
look at that. I knew it. That's why we're not together anymore. We broke up after this.
But, you know,
sick of that crap.
All I can say is I'm a medium, not a psychic.
Yeah, that's it. Keep repeating that, Pauline. So, we don't want people to be confused.
No, because, you know, I'm a medium.
What do you say? What would you say, Pauline, to somebody listening to this right now? They've sat through this episode of Luke and Lucy FM and still don't believe. They don't believe a word you've said. They don't believe it's possible. They only believe what they can see. They know afterlife. They're very much a sceptic. Would you try and convince somebody to have a go at it, or is that not? Or do you, you know?
I would never try and convince somebody, because it's a wasted journey, that, because you know that they're always going to say no, and they put that negative out. And when they put that negative out, that doesn't help, because I work with energy, and I work with positive energy and not negative energy. But
well, you must be feeling it from me then, Pauline. Yeah. I'm a very negative person.
No, you're not. Not at all, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
You're not at all negative at all. You're quite open, Luke.
Am I, though? Am I faking?
It's a fronty person.
I can put a good front on, Pauline. I'm very depressed.
Yeah, so how long long does a session usually last with somebody, or does it depend?
It depends on what they want to book for. If I do a private, it's half an hour or an hour.
Right.
And then I work platform. I work churches, so I do churches sort of around the UK. Yeah. I was in Carlisle last week.
Oh, nice. So you can't call time on a spirit, though, can you? You can't say 30 minutes is up, mate. Get back to whatever you were doing over there.
Yes, I can, because...
Will you?
Yeah, absolutely, because at the end of the day, you know, they work with me, and it's a respect on both parts, especially if I'm working on platform where I'm limited to the amount of people that I can go to. So I'll say, right, step back, and then I can bring another spirit in. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you ever feel really alone then, Pauline? Because imagine you're probably actually never really alone.
I'm never alone, no, because obviously I have guides as well, which are my parents, which passed the spirit quite some time ago. So I'm never alone. But it is a lonely journey, mediumship. I have to say that to you. It is a lonely journey because you go to places to do things and you're on your own.
Yeah.
You're working alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not the sort of place where you go and it's not a teamwork, put it that way.
Yeah.
It's teamwork with the spirit, but it's not teamwork.
You should be grateful, Lucy, that we've got each other.
Yes.
You should be grateful of this episode. You know
what
I mean?
That's what you call it.
That's what this is. You could be alone, Lucy. I mean,
I
professionally, personally,
I'm lonely, but...
on that note, Pauline, listen, we've absolutely loved this episode. I mean, obviously, you couldn't, unfortunately, tell our futures, which is very disappointing. But I get why. We're not paying you, Pauline, so we don't expect you to switch it on. And actually, can you switch it on? Is that something you could just do like that? Click my fingers, next thing you know, you're talking to my granddad? It doesn't work. You can.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Right, give her a fiver. Let's see if I can talk to her.
Do you have an evening coming up?
I have many evening comings up.
If people want to know where your dates are, is there a website they can go to find out where you're going to be?
They can get me on Facebook, because that's where everybody
plug that again. That's
now.
Where it is, exactly.
Facebook, it's Medium Pauline Packer.
Thanks, Pauline.
Can I also, just before I leave today, I'd like to just push a charity that I'm connected with. And it's on Facebook. It's with Love Carter James. And it's for all the children that passed as spirit before the time, you know, they pass at birth.
Yeah.
So I'm involved with this charity to try and collect as much money as we can. So if anybody's listening today and they want to donate anything towards the charity, well then it's With Love Carter James on Facebook, please, and anything would be appreciated. It's the Cuddle Cot Appeal.
That's lovely.
Great.
And if you want to cuddle Lucy, just tweet her at Lucy M. Hilton. She's available.
Lots of cuddles to give out.
Ooh, off. Lucy, on that note, we are done. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Luke and Lucy FM. Please do, if you've liked, you've enjoyed listening to Pauline, give us 5 stars on iTunes. We'd appreciate a review. Pity you can't really predict the future of Pauline, because you can tell us if we're going to get any reviews at the end of this. That would be fab. And do check out previous episodes of Luke and Lucy FM. We're back with episode 41 next week. Lucy, have you got any parting words to give to Pauline before we go?
Just that I would like to try
She wants a discount
yeah, really
off you, Pauline. That's what she wants.
We'll see what we can do.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.